A herd of musk oxen was seen on the frozen Kuskokwim River recently. It's a sign that the population is expanding in the region. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
When Chris Jacob went to check his whitefish net, it was the normal state of affairs. He drove his snow machine a short distance on the Kuskokwim River with his four-year-old granddaughter, Lucille, along for the ride. They arrived at the set net a few miles upriver of Bethel, in an area known as Joe Pete's. His net wasn't catching much, so Jacob decided to pull it out. Not long afterwards, he heard some birds flying around and started to look for them.
In the distance, I see something dark, like in a line, moving down the river.
He's an experienced subsistence hunter and fisherman, but didn't recognize what it was. He told his granddaughter, who he sometimes calls daughter,
"That's not normal," so I decided to go check. I told my daughter, "Jump on the snow machine, let's go." Went over there, and we got close enough to her. There were muskox. I could see muskox. Holy cow.
Jacob says there were maybe 20 of them. It was hard to tell because they were huddled in a circle with young ones in the middle.
I looked at my daughter. I said, "Baby, look, look, muskox." I went closer. We got close. We just watched them. And she was really excited.
Jacob grew up in Bethel, but had never seen muskoxen in the area, only out west, closer to the coast. Philip Perry, area management biologist for the state, says they probably came from nearby Nelson Island, where they're common. But he doesn't know why they moved.
I think if I could answer that question, I would be famous.
The herd could have been in search for food, but Perry says muskoxen are very efficient eaters and have many options when it comes to food.
They're a real generalist. They eat a lot of the small shrubs. They're like dwarf willow, dwarf birch, blueberry bushes, that sort of stuff. But they also eat a lot of grass. Both the sedges out on the tundra and then just grass.
That includes dead grass in the wintertime that Perry likens to eating
paper.
He says they can pull proteins and carbohydrates out of it.
They're able to extract more nutrition out of really poor forage than basically anything else.
Muskox sightings near Bethel have been sporadic and often include only one or two animals being seen at a time. Perry says they expect to see more sightings in the coming years as the population continues to grow. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is seeking funding for a tagging project, with the hopes of one day being able to hold a small, limited hunt. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.